The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, we're in prime holiday season. All the schools are closed, and Henry McKean joins me now because while it's very popular to go to south of France, Italy, Portugal, or anywhere in the world, in 2024, Irish citizens took nearly 17 million overnight trips within Ireland. And while people do complain about the cost, staycations are very popular. So Henry McKean has been looking at the advantages of maybe taking a caravan, mobile home, renting it in Ireland, and he visited the beautiful beach at British Bay and joins us now, Henry.
Ivan, good to see you. But and on that, I went camping there in Wicklow, and it rained one of the days. Also, the midges did get me, but I only noticed when I got home, and I'm still a bit itchy. But saying that, holidaying in Ireland, I mean, 17 million overnight trips took place last year, according to CSO figures. Holidaying in Ireland is still something very, very special. I know, for example, today in Dublin, it's cloudy, but tomorrow's going to be fantastic. It's going to be beautiful. And I did go down to British Bay, and I first visited that part of the world 4 years ago. Despite living in Ireland since 1990, I'd stop at Killiney Beach and I never went further. British Bay is a jewel in the crown. It's just so, so beautiful. And I'm in full summer mode. I'm not sure about you. Here is the cafe owner in British Bay.
Hi, my name is Belinda Gilday. My sister Maria and I own the Bay Cafe in British.
This really is peak season now. We're into July. For you, what makes a great Irish summer?
Well, a great Irish summer obviously would be good weather. We would really look forward to having some nice sunshine. But regardless of that, we would have a lot of activity around the area. Lots of kids come down. The beach is a fabulous facility and there's a sense of freedom here. We have a lot of holiday resorts right on our doorstep. Some of the holiday parks would have a lot of kids coming. So families tend to come down and camp for the summer, enjoy the good weather, come and have beautiful pancakes at the Bay Cafe. We have fabulous coffees and pastries and we welcome repeat visitors year after year.
And we do have mobile homes so close to us, just behind these trees and different caravan parks as well. And passers-by, and you can hear the laughs there. People are really enjoying themselves, having a decent coffee. Yeah. Can you beat an Irish summer's day, even if it's raining?
I don't. Yes, you probably could beat an Irish summer's day, especially when it's raining. But there's just a vibe around here. There's a very chilled atmosphere in British. You can see it. People just chill out. They come and sit for a good hour, 45 minutes to an hour, over a nice lunch in the sunshine. And it's lovely to see kids going by on their bicycles, people in flip-flops and shorts. You would actually feel like you're away on a day like today. And I think if you don't have to have all that unnecessary hassle booking flights and booking hotels, and you can hop in your car and you're in British from Dublin in about 40 minutes.
So you're relaxing in the Bay Cafe in British Bay, and they offered you apple juice and lamb.
Yeah, I did. I got to actually bump into a particular local lady, and the Bay Cafe do support local jobs. And this is the thing, we've got to remember, if you do holiday in Ireland, you are supporting local business and local jobs.
Good morning, Henry. My name is Margaret Hochter from Kilmullen Farm here in Wicklow.
Your beautiful farm, you specialise in lamb and also in apple juice. This is peak Irish tourism season. The locals, not just the locals, but the tourists, they're holidaying at home, they're here and they're enjoying your apple juice.
They're enjoying the apple juice. I'm here at Bay Cafe delivering now to Belinda, an amazing supporter of ours for many, many years. And what I love about it is people are still supporting local. They're in holiday mode. They're having their juice with their beautiful food. It's a thrill for us, really, to see it. I always giggle when I pass a table and I see our apple juice and I feel like going over going, excuse me, we made that.
So you giggle, you're so proud.
I giggle. I'm so proud. And our lamb as well. People get you know, we'll be starting that now very shortly. I have a little farm shop up on Airfield Estate on the 25th of July. We start there. But from the farm, they'll collect and they'll have the butterfly leg for the barbecue. And then that's part of their story. You see, Ireland is a great storytelling nation, as you know. I don't need to tell you that, Henry, the master of it. But, you know, and so we're excited to be part of that journey. And sure, look at Ireland on a sunny day. Is there anywhere more beautiful, really?
And it is so beautiful here in British Bay right now. It's stunning, even though we could get a rain shower at any moment. But
no,
that's an Irish summer.
That's an Irish summer, four seasons in one day. And but the beauty of it, really, you know, I mean, it's in poetry. If you think of Heaney when he talks about Clare and the Burn, he says, in October, go into the West. And like, it's just so stunning. I mean, look at everyone being happy. We're all smiling here today, you know. It's just lovely.
And you can't beat a staycation.
I think a staycation is gorgeous. We mix it. But yes, I love West Cork. I love Wexford, Donegal, Galway. My son is studying Galway, so any excuse to visit him. Just even to bring over his washing isn't any excuse. When I picked him up from Salt Hill there at the end of the season, we sat on the pier and we had fish and chips. And I thought, oh, is there anywhere more beautiful than Salt Hill? So look, at Ireland is to be celebrated all the time, but particularly in summer.
You also sell sweet corn.
Yeah, so we're mad enough to try and grow that. So we grow that here in Wicklow with my cousin, with our cousin Sylvester in Arklow, Sylvester Burke. And again, you know, the sunny southeast. So we have that available from late August right through to early October. It's this crazy beautiful crop. And, you know, when it's like the poem, when it's good, and when it's bad, it's horrid. But this year, we should be okay. The weather has been beautiful. People adore it. It's local, it's Irish, zero air miles. And who does not love a little bit of sweet corn and a piece of some butter on it and a little glass of red wine? Is there anything better, Henry?
Yeah, I know Sylvester Burke and I know his corn on the cob.
Do you?
And it's all authentic, but you haven't come empty handed. You've brought some of this apple juice.
Yeah, I've got some Kilmullen Farm pure Irish apple juice. I'm just going to open it here and just pour you a glass and just tell me what you think. How does that taste?
Okay.
So Ivan is trying it.
Well, it's authentic insofar as it's not very sweet.
Oh, it's fresh.
Catches in the back of your throat.
Oh, it's good. Oh, there's a beautiful.
It's quite bitter.
Bite. Yes,
it's
love
a
it.
Bite is a good word. Yeah, I'd probably need some whiskey in it to flavour it.
It is
actually authentic and very nice.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's got a good colour to it. Like, you can tell it's not manufactured.
No, it's the
handmade,
real thing.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of ice. Perhaps I, you know, serve that up at room temperature.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah. You can't get decent staff these days, but carry on, yeah.
But I will say also CSO figures for May 2025. For people visiting Ireland coming in from abroad, these figures are down 10%, and spending also slumped by 21%. So just 560,000 people visited Ireland in May. In other words, there's a gap there. There's a gap, and lots of areas across Ireland will feel that. So perhaps if you haven't booked
I'm hearing different reports from restaurateurs so on. That it's not all honey and roses at the moment.
No, definitely not. I mean,
so we need to support our own.
Exactly. We need to perhaps look in our backyard and we do just that. I met this lady from Cork holidaying in British Bay.
My name is Carol and I've been coming to British Bay from Cork. I live in the sunny southwest of Cork for the last 20 years. Because of my cousin has a house on the beach here in British, and I'm very fortunate that she gives me the keys of it every year for 2 weeks.
So every year your cousin gives you the British Bay cottage keys and then you come in from West Cork to be here?
Absolutely. My family, husband and my three kids, and they have great memories here with 20 years. My son is going to be 20 this year. So
every year for the last 20 years you've been coming here. What makes British Bay so special for a staycation?
We take the long journey, and when we arrive at British, the house is already set up for a good holiday. And tennis court, walk out the back gate to the beach, and it's the beach. It's just amazing.
You have a tennis court too?
There is a tennis course there, so we take up tennis for a few days.
And we've got Wimbledon on at the moment, so it really is quite special. And we do get four seasons in one day here in Ireland. Right now as we speak, it could change. It's sunny. For you, what's the best thing about being so close to the beach and being at home on holiday and not perhaps going to France or Spain?
Yeah, we haven't gone on a foreign holiday with a good few years due to exactly this location. And we can, as I say, park our car up for the weeks and literally walk the beach, swim every day. Simple things, the Bay coffee shop here for treats, and Jack White's for a bit of a grub sometimes, and that just makes it easy. Like, we can just relax. It's definitely like respite up here.
of course, down the wonderful M11 now, you know, for Dubliners, the whole North Wexford, Wicklow coast is very accessible. Are day trips popular?
Day trips are very popular because it's so close on the M11. I met this lady.
Are you on a holiday right now, an Irish holiday, a homecation,
no,
a staycation?
I'm not. My daughter and her two friends are doing the surf camp, literally down the road, the British Bay surf camp. So I came down to bring them.
So we're here at this beautiful cafe called Bay Cafe here in British Bay, and you've just had some beautiful brunch. For you, what is it you love about, I suppose, holidaying at home?
One thing I absolutely love is we're sitting here and there's a breeze, and my family are over in the south of France and they can't move because they can't breathe right now because it's so hot. And I love the Irish air. I didn't grow up here, so I'm still in love with it as though it's all new to me, you know?
And where did you grow up?
In France, in Paris.
So you're French?
I'm Irish. I was born here. I moved over there and I've been back here for ages, but I still kind of am in awe of the friendliness and, you know, I still think it's a fabulous place. I haven't tired of it yet.
So you love an Irish summer's day?
I do, yeah. I think it's fantastic and everybody's in great form.
And you like that, I suppose, cool breeze just to cool us down.
It's just fab, yeah. I love the breeze. And when you're driving around here, it's just gorgeous, the flowers and everything. It's nice and relaxed. So it's just chill.
Grand, as long as you bring a heavy overcoat. But wait till I tell you, Tara Hill, Corktown, Morris Castle, there's loads and loads of mobile home parks.
Oh,
it's very popular, especially for kids.
Oh, and these mobile homes, as I discovered, they're static. They don't move. I met these teenagers and they visit them in Wexford and Waterford. And a quick reminder, British Bay mobile homes can cost up to €300,000 each.
You're out here enjoying a 99. Please keep eating that because it will melt. No. You've got a mobile home quite nearby in Wexford.
Yeah, it's really nice there.
And how many years has the mobile home been in the family?
It's been 8 or 9 years now, yeah.
And do you like having a mobile home?
Yeah, it's so simple to go down, like in the weekend, you can just go down for an hour and it's nice.
And the mobile home, they call it a mobile home, but it's static, it can't move unless you put it on a very large lorry.
Yeah, you can choose where to put it, your location, once you first buy it.
And how many bedrooms does it have?
It's got 3 bedrooms.
And a living room?
Yeah.
And a kind of a sort of veranda balcony.
Yeah, it's very nice.
You have a Waterford mobile home. Tell us about it.
It's quite close to the beach, so it's quite handy.
And do you go down to it much?
Yeah, we go down every, like, on the weekends usually.
And how big is it?
It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a kitchen and a living room.
2 bathrooms, so it's a big one. And does it have like a sort of decking area too?
No, we have a large patio and a patch of grass beside it.
Where's your mobile home?
It's in Cahor in Wexford.
And how many years have you had it?
It's our 8th year now.
And you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
And what's the best thing about an Irish summer's day, having a mobile?
The beach probably is my favourite.
How did your surf lesson go?
It was really good. We had 3 days and the waves were really big today.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I really liked it. It was quite hard though. The start.
And it's difficult to get up, isn't it?
So. Yeah, it was good today because it's easier when the waves are bigger, actually.
Oh, the joys of mobile homes. And do they have toilets or do you go behind the bush?
Well, no, they do have toilets. They sometimes even have 2 toilets. Bushwees, you don't need to do that anymore.
All right.
Unless you're camping. I've done a bushwee in my time.
Right. Your toilet arrangements aren't necessary at this hour of the morning. Henry McKean with his own inimitable take on staycations here. I really would recommend it. You'll have great memories for life. Thank you indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.